Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Hum Finance. Now, Hum Finance is a great service because what they enable you to do is spread the cost of an item that you want to buy over a period of time. So with Hum, you can spread the cost of purchases up to 30 grand when buying online or in store from any of their retail partners. Now, they've loads of different retail partners across a whole range of industries like home, electrical, health and beauty, companies like DFS, Harvey Norman, B&Q, Easy Living Interiors, DID Electrical, the list goes on and on and on. And basically, it helps you manage your finances and make larger purchases more affordable. And with Hum, it's so simple. You can get approval through their website at shophum.com or apply directly in store, and then you are up and humming. Do you get it? Yeah. Anyway, we would like to sincerely thank Hum Finance for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. And Flexify Europe, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland, unlike some other companies that let you spread payments. Thank you to Hum. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Tamil is a guy who contacted us, and he wants to highlight an issue that's doing his head in. I think this would be a good topic for you to discuss because I love listening to the podcast. I'm 32 and Irish, but people still won't accept that I'm Irish, and it's because I'm not white-skinned. Some small-minded people don't believe that you can be Irish if you have dark skin. I was born in India, and I came here to Ireland when I was one with my parents. I am an Irish citizen. I have the same accent as you guys, in fact, even stronger because I live in Colchester. But I regularly get told on social media that I can never be Irish. Like, how stupid is that? Why does it bother them? Should they not be happy that I am Irish? Unlike a lot of these people, I pay taxes and I'm an IT professional. Is it because my name is Tamil and not Patrick? If I start calling myself Patrick, will they be happy then? I would love you to expose this. And that is from a guy called Tamil. So, Tamil is Irish. He is an Irish citizen. He carries an Irish passport.
Even you, by you even saying that, I know that there's people that are going to be triggered by that. We put this up on our Facebook page. This is for you guys listening to the podcast. We put this up on our Facebook page, as we do about every topic we're going to discuss. Get comments in and callers in and stuff like that. And oh my God, the anger, the threats made to us, the threats made to Tamil, who, by the way, has messaged Aramanda literally 15 minutes before we started recording this podcast, to say he's had to make his Facebook profile private because he just happened to put up a comment. Yeah.
To say that we were going to be debating his topic.
I'll tell you exactly what his comment said on our Facebook page. And someone asked him, what nationality is on your passport? And Tamil replied and said, Irish. That is the nationality on his passport. And some of our followers, by the way, you know, we love a lot of you, but some of the followers on our Facebook page are literally the dregs of humanity. And I'm sorry, I have to say that. The absolute dregs, the lowest crud of human existence exist on our Facebook page. Now, by the way, that's not all of you. That's a small minority of you. Started sending him absolute dog's abuse, racist comments. He's had to make his Facebook profile private. All he said was that his nationality on his passport is Irish. And people are after losing their mind. Why does it matter? If you are bothered and triggered by the fact that Tamil says he's Irish, how does that affect your life and why does it bother you so much? He is Irish. It's like, okay, well, I want to know. And by the way, Amanda, put anybody on that disagrees with me because I will literally be able to tear them apart with an argument because they don't have an argument, okay? What makes you Irish?
What makes you Irish?
That's the question. If Tamil is not Irish, so Tamil is living here since he's one. By the way, we're going to hear from a girl in a moment, yeah, who is, in fact, I'll ask this question to everybody, okay? I want you to consider this person, because we're going to hear from her in a second, okay? Mm-hmm. So, she doesn't have an Irish name, okay? In fact, her name is...
Very not Irish.
I won't give out her full name, but her second name is certainly not an Irish name, okay? And she is originally from Moldova. She's been living in Ireland since the age of one. Mm-hmm. So she couldn't even talk when she came to Ireland. She couldn't even walk, yeah? Couldn't do anything. She came to Ireland when she was one, born in Moldova, yeah? And she says that she accepts both nationalities as her own. So she's Irish
And Moldovan.
And Moldovan. So she's proud of the fact that she was born in Moldova, but she's living, like she's a grown woman now, she's living in Ireland.
Since she was a small kid.
And I want to ask you, ladies and gentlemen, before we hear this message from her, yeah? Is this girl, actually I'll give out her full name. Her full name is Violina, is that how you pronounce her name? Mm-hmm. Is Violina Irish? Yes or no? Let's just let that sit for a moment. Get some comments in on Violina. Now, what do you think, Adrian? Is Violina...
If she is a naturalised Irish citizen, yes, then she's Irish.
Yep.
If she carries an Irish passport, then she's Irish. That's it. It's as simple as that. I have a close friend who was born in the UK, lived the first part of his life in the UK, and has been living in Ireland since his late 30s.
Yeah.
And he recently got an Irish passport. He's now a naturalised Irish citizen. On his passport, and I've seen it, it says citizenship Ireland. That's it. So that makes him now Irish, does it not?
Well, here's a message straight away that came in about Violina. She's not Irish because it's not in her DNA.
What does that mean?
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? Because I'm sure if you were to trace all of her DNA, yeah, you wouldn't know how far we would go back, yeah? Like, there was a girl commenting earlier saying, Tamil can't be Irish because it's not in his DNA, and her surname was McKay.
Which is Scottish.
Now, McKay is a Scottish name. It's the most Scottish name. So, if you go back in your DNA, if you check, and is that what we need to do now? In order to consider ourselves Irish, do we all need to go for a DNA test to make sure that our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers were also Irish? That's how ludicrous this actually is.
So Tamil is arguing that he was born and bred here. Well, he wasn't born here, he's Irish. People won't accept that he's Irish. That's his whole argument. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. And we got a message just before we started recording to ask us to look up a social media influencer called Niamh O'Connor.
Oh, Niamh is great. Yes.
Now, Niamh is big on TikTok, on Instagram. She does a podcast as well. But she actually spoke on this subject online recently. So I want to have a listen to what she had to say. We've dug this out. And it's about Irish citizenship. So have a listen to social media influencer Niamh O'Connor on this.
Guys, with all the negativity going on the internet at the moment, I just wanted to share something that always sticks with me, being an Irish person and being an Irish woman. Obviously, I know a lot about Irish history. We all know that. It's my hyperfixation. Our constitution states that you do not have to be ethnically Irish to actually be Irish. It states that. It states in our constitution that if you come here and you pledge allegiance to Ireland and you want to be Irish, then you're Irish. That it states that in our constitution. And I think that it is nobody's fucking business to take the words that were written by our freedom fighters, by our heroes, and skew them and throw them out the window and say, no, that's not the way it is. That's what was written by the people that fought for our freedom, and that is what I will stand by until the day that I die. There you go.
Now, that is Niamh O'Connor speaking about citizenship. And just what she mentioned, one of the things that you have to do if you want to become an Irish citizen by naturalisation is you have to make a declaration which states that you will respect the rights, freedoms and laws of Ireland. So here's the exact wording of what people have to say in a naturalisation ceremony. I, Adrian Kennedy, let's say, have having applied to the Minister for Justice for a certificate of naturalisation, hereby solemnly declare my fidelity to the Irish nation and my loyalty to the state. I undertake to faithfully observe the laws of the state and to respect its democratic values. So anybody who is being granted citizenship in Ireland has to make that pledge. Anybody who gets an Irish passport because they've lived here for so long or whatever the case may be, they have to make that pledge, which is more than any of us have ever had to do. I've never had to make a pledge like that at all because I happen to have been born on this island.
Yeah, so I want the answer. I like Darren being smart. Again, Darren, you can never get an intelligent argument from me. So if I feel like Chinese, I'm Chinese. That's literally not what Tamil is saying.
No, it's not.
He's not. He has grown up in Ireland since... And again, Darren, I want to put it to you and your small mind, yeah? How does it affect you? Should you not be proud of the fact that someone like Tamil, yeah, who is working, has a really good job, is paying taxes, was not born here but bred here, okay? So the expression is born and bred. He was almost born here. He was one when he came here. That he's bred in Ireland, yeah? That his name isn't Patrick O'Connor, but he is... lived here all his life, pays taxes, has a job here, doesn't have a typically Irish sounding name, so what? Doesn't have typically Irish coloured skin.
But sounds like a dub, like anybody else.
Sorry, I've heard his voice note. The man is more Dublin than I am and you am. So I put it to people who are small-minded about this. What skin is it off your nose if he wants to say that he's Irish? How does it...
He doesn't want to say he's Irish. He is Irish. It says it on his passport.
This is literally... the definition of small dick energy. This is literally what it is, that people are getting upset because someone who is Irish wants to claim to be Irish, and because he doesn't fit what your stereotype is, guys, which is obviously someone like, I mean, Ed Sheeran looks Irish, red hair, freckles, yeah? He's not Irish. So what is your why do people have to stereotype that in order to be Irish, you have to look like someone like Ed Sheeran? Why can you not be dark-skinned and be Irish?
Our number is 085-825-2626. Let's kick off with Glenn.
How's it going, lads? Okay, this topic's really pissed me off. I'm a proud Irishman. I live in Spain. I could live here for another 100 years or 80 years. I would never claim to be Spanish or have Spanish. I would never refuse my Irish citizenship or my Irish nationality to take up a Spanish passport. And why? Because that's not me. I'm not going to try and be someone wrong. At the end of the day, being Irish is an ethnicity and a nationality. You can be an Irish national, but you can never be Irish. I'm sorry. You could have been born here 3 weeks after being born, and you could have been American or Canadian or whatever the fuck you want to be, Israeli, Palestinian, Saudi Arabia. You will always be... You should always be represented by the country of your birth. Now, there's complications around that, blah, blah, blah. But for me, you're not Irish unless you have an Irish parent. An Irish-born parent. Not this American bullshit where their grandparents are Irish. You have to have an Irish parent to be classed as an Irish citizen. Oh, sorry, not an Irish citizen, as an Irishman, or an Irish woman, I should say. My son is half Irish, half Spanish. He'll probably grow up taking up the Spanish nationality more than the Irish. We don't know. That's up to him. He's only two at the end of the day. I would never talk to him about that. That's his belief. That's his whatever he wants to be. But you can't be from India and claim to be an Irishman. I'm sorry, you just can't.
Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with a MyLowe's Rewards credit card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Good, Robbie. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I forgot what I was going to say because just that voice note has just triggered me slightly. You know, he's like, I'm not giving up my Irish. So fucking what? Who gives a flying fuck what you do? You're home in Spain. No one's asking, no one's saying you have to be Spanish because you live in Spain. You know, but it's just, you just didn't get the fucking point.
And to that message.
Sorry, I'm on a rant here, Adrian. Do you want
to that message from Glenn? Glenn, if you live in Spain for long enough, you will be able to apply for Spanish citizenship if your life is literally in Spain. In time, you'll be able to apply for Spanish citizenship, and that will make you Spanish.
Oh, sorry. He also said that if you have an Irish parent, you need an Irish parent, you know, to be Irish. Many people, like, at what point do you, like, you know, you're saying about the Americans have to, like, you know, they claim grandparents are Irish and whatever.
But again,
let's say your parent did go back three generations. You say, right, you're Irish. Cool. Happy days. Brilliant. Congratulations. Your name's John O'Connor. Well, if somebody says, can somebody who goes back four generations say, you're not as Irish as I am?
Yeah, I mean,
that's just a level of stupidity.
It is a little. How far do you have to go back? Like, how far do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to prove that you're related to Brian Boru or something like that? Is that where it's at now? That you literally have to, because what he said, what Glenn said, is factually incorrect. That one of your parents have to be Irish for you to be Irish. That is incorrect.
It's just like that runner, Razada.
Yeah.
I see people on posts all the time saying she's not Irish. She was born in this country, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, she was born in Holles Street or something. She was born in the same hospital as us. I don't get it as well. And I say it's small dick energy. That people,
but you'd know a lot though.
I would. But people are so... Sorry. No, but people are so triggered by the fact that somebody who doesn't look like the stereotypical Irish person could dare to say that they're Irish.
Okay, do you think it is reasonable for our friend here, Tamil, to want people to accept that he's Irish? Is that reasonable?
I don't have a problem with it. I mean, what problem would you have with it? I mean, like, you know, what impact does it have on your life?
I agree with all that. But why is it then that when somebody hears that a guy was born in India, but he was brought up here, he came to Ireland when he was just one, speaks with a Dublin accent like everybody else?
He's not native. He's not a native Irish because he's not born here.
No, but
he's probably not even claiming that.
But he wants to be seen as an Irish citizen. Yes,
he is an Irish citizen. And as you say, he talks with an accent. Now, chances are you'll see some of the race they're going around, they'll see him, and if he says hello to them, they'll get the shock of their life if they hear a Dublin accent coming out of a brown mouth, because they don't, you know, they haven't got their brain cells to, you know, to get around that concept.
Stay there for a second, Robbie, if you can, please. Our number is 0858252626. We're talking about Tamil, who contacted us really annoyed that people won't accept that he is Irish. He has an Irish passport. He applied for a certificate of naturalization. And on his passport, it says citizenship Ireland. And it also says born in India. But it says citizenship Ireland.
That's going to kill people. That a man who looks Indian, and we've seen what he looks like, he's a very Indian looking man, but that will kill people that he is an Irish citizen, that his nationality is Irish. Passports don't lie.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
I'm not too bad, all right.
Good, thanks, John. This guy, Tamil, is here since he was one, and he's fed up with people not accepting that he is Irish.
Right.
What's your opinion on this?
Well, he's been there since he's one. If I met the bloke, I'd think he was Irish straight away as soon as he opened his mouth. But if you're not born in the country, you can't be Irish. I mean, I was born in Ireland. I lived in England since I was one, and I've never been English. I'll never be English, ever. It's impossible.
Okay, because you don't want to be.
No, because I was born in Ireland.
No, but if you chose to stay living in England, you could apply for British citizenship.
Oh, yeah, I could become naturalised or whatever, but it wouldn't change the fact that I'm Irish.
And what makes you Irish? What is it that makes you Irish?
Well, the country that you're born in.
That's it.
That's it. Simple as that. You're born in, that's where you are.
So one of our most famous presidents was who? Who's one of our most famous presidents?
Eamon de Valera,
who most patriots would look up to. Is Eamon de Valera Irish?
Was he born in Ireland?
No.
There you go then.
So he's not Irish?
Well, if you want to become naturalised and paid to be called Irish and get yourself an Irish passport.
No, but Eamon...
If you say he's Irish, if he feels Irish, you can say it, but at the bottom line is, it's in the country that you're born in.
So Eamon de Valera is not Irish?
Well, if he wasn't born in Ireland.
No, no, just answer the question. Don't answer it with a question. Is Eamon De Valera Irish, in your opinion?
If he wasn't born in Ireland, he's not Irish.
Okay, so he's not Irish. Okay.
He wants to be Irish and he feels Irish. It's up to yourself. But I will never, ever be English because I was born in Ireland. I mean, I've just been on I've just told my mate there, he goes, oh, John, but you are English. You're more English than you're Irish. I said, well, I can't be.
Well, you sound English.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I sound English. And even when I go back to Ireland, a couple of my cousins go, John, you're English. I say, I'm fucking not English. How can I be English?
Okay, so you are happy to maintain your Irish citizenship, are happy to maintain your identity as Irish. But this guy, Tamil, is living here since he was one. He only missed being born in Ireland by like 9 months. Had he been born on this island, you would consider him Irish then, would you?
If he considers himself Irish, that is fine. He can do what he likes.
And he does.
It's not a problem. Yeah, well, that's fine. Perfect. That's fine. If I met the bloke and he never told me he was born in another country, I would assume he was Irish as soon as he opened his mouth. And I would assume it. Same as you assumed I was English because I sound English. But if I turn around to you and go, well, I'm not actually English, I'm Irish. Well, you sound English. Well, that's your opinion. That's your opinion. You know what I mean?
Okay, so, but you still believe that you can't be Irish if you're not born on the island of Ireland?
Well, if he wasn't born there, you can't.
Okay, so had his parents come to Ireland a year earlier,
he was born there.
And he was born in Ireland, you would accept him as Irish, even though he was born to two Indian parents.
It doesn't matter what your parents are, it's whatever country you're born in.
But you see, it does with some small-minded bigots. I'm not talking about you, by the way, John.
I completely agree with you.
Some of the hatred that when Varadkar was leading the country, they used to call him the gay Indian. Why have we got a foreigner? Remember the comments that why have you got a foreigner running the country? He's not Irish. Varadkar was born in the Rotunda, as far as I know. But because he didn't have an Irish name and because he may have looked slightly Indian because one of his parents is Indian, these so-called patriots, the jobless wonders, would not accept him as Irish because one of his parents didn't happen to be Irish. Like, that's how ridiculous people get when it comes to this thing about trying to protect their identity.
They're usually judging it on the colour of the skin. And like you said, the shit this guy's getting, it's all based on the colour of his skin.
1,000,000%, and I'll tell you why I know that for a fact, because I had two friends who were Brazilian who lived in Ireland, Adrian, and you have met them, and a couple who were living in Ireland, and they had a baby here in Ireland, and gave the baby a Brazilian first name. He was actually born in Hollis Street Hospital, and they moved back to Brazil when this baby was 8 months old because their visa had run out. So they were here on a semi-permanent visa. So they had to go back. So they now live with their child in Brazil, okay? Who was born in Hollis Street Hospital, okay? He has a Brazilian name. He has darkish Brazilian skin. And he has never once had his ethnicity questioned or his nationality questioned in Brazil. People just assume and accept that this is a Brazilian child, even though he was born in Hollis Street. Do you get the point I'm trying to make?
No, I don't really get the point you're making.
The point I'm trying to make is this is all optics, guys. This is visual. It's because Tamil has brown skin and has Indian looks that his heritage and his nationality is questioned. And if Tamil had ginger hair and freckles, Adrian, no one would ever question it. That's the fact. That's the fact.
It's a guarantee. That is guaranteed. Guaranteed that. That's all it is about, the colour of his skin. And unfortunately, he's never going to be able to get away from that.
But that's exactly why he contacted us, though. That he wants to be considered Irish, regardless of what way he looks. He was born and bred, well, he wasn't born on the island, but he was bred in Ireland. He is, to all intents and purposes, Irish. And to the best of my knowledge, actually, he's never even been back to India. So his whole life has been here in Ireland, and he considers himself Irish, and he wants other people to consider him that way as well. Stay there for a second if you can, please, John. Our number is 0858252626. We mentioned this lady earlier on. This is Violina, originally from Moldova.
How are you doing? Sorry I couldn't come on today, but I would love to give my two cents to this. So basically, I'm in the same situation as this guy, Tamil. I've been in Ireland since the age of one, and I've been here for 20 odd years, and I consider myself multinational. Like, yes, I am Moldovan originally, but I still consider myself Irish to some extent, because I've given a lot more to my country here in Ireland than I have to my own native country. And yeah, like, that's just my two cents. I mean, everybody has their own opinion on it, but, you know, everybody can be multinational, and it's a beautiful thing, and I suppose it's good. So yeah.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, just referring back to Violina's message that we played a
Can
moment
you just
ago.
Just play a tiny little clip of that again. This is
okay. Let's just listen to a little bit more.
How are you doing? Sorry, I couldn't come on today. But okay, that's enough.
Sorry, I can't come on today. How are you doing? Now, obviously, she's going to have an Irish accent. She's here since she's won. But does that not prove, if we didn't, obviously, the name is a bit of a giveaway as well. Although you can have one of my kids has a. Yeah, a name that's no more Irish than anything else. But does that not prove that this woman has literally lived in Ireland since she was one? She has an Irish accent. And I've seen a photograph of her. She, in inverted commas, looks Irish. You wouldn't know. But she, because she looks Irish, she will get away with it. You know what I mean? There's no way anyone would ever question her heritage, is there?
No, probably not, no. Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
I'm not a bother aging yourself.
Good, Darren. What do you want to say on this?
Jeremy said there to start, you once said in the TikTok video, whatever she was saying about its naturalization.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said, yeah.
That's nonsense.
Oh.
So if you're in a country for a certain amount of time, it makes you native to that country.
No, to be naturalized in Ireland, you have to have been living here legally for a period of time. Your life has to center around Ireland, and you have to pledge allegiance to the country before you would be granted citizenship, which is more than you and I ever had to do, Darren.
Yes, but I work with a lad from Kosovo. He was born in Ireland to two Kosovoan parents, okay?
Yeah.
I would call him half Irish, half Kosovo.
Why?
Because he has Kosovoan parents and he was born in Ireland and he's in Ireland all his life. You can't call him fully from Kosovo and you can't call him fully from Ireland.
So he was born in Ireland, was he?
He was born in Ireland,
he's
yeah.
He's Irish.
He's half Irish, half Kosovo.
He's not.
Jeremy, he'll tell you himself.
You can't just make up percentages off the top of your
head. Jeremy, shut for a second.
No, you can't
tell you.
50%, 50%, 50%. He was born.
Okay. So, shut up for a second, will you? If you ask that man where he's from, he will tell you himself. Ask myself, half Irish, half Kosovo.
Okay, that's
so are you going to tell what you said to me there? Are you going to tell him that? No,
that's down to him.
I class myself as a sex machine. That doesn't mean I'm a sex. You can class yourself. Sorry, I had to say that, but I do. But that doesn't mean you
that's,
are.
That's a stupid analogy. That is a stupid analogy, again, as usual.
You can literally class yourself whatever you want.
Darren, if he wants to identify as half Irish and half Kosovo, that's fine. That's his business, yeah?
That's his business. So why is everyone else getting offended? Why is Jeremy getting offended? Why is you getting offended by it? And Jeremy is saying there, how does it affect your life? Why is bothering having a conversation on a podcast if it doesn't affect anyone's life? It's a debate show.
Because Tamil is sick to his back teeth of every time he comments on. He was booted off our own Facebook page by people calling him. In fact, one comment that and apologies in advance for reading out this comment. One person, this just shows the mentality. One person said, "Get off this Facebook page. It's an Irish page. You pack." Bastard. Now,
that's just a fucking aegis.
No, but first of all, the man, whoever sent that message, and I'd love to name him, doesn't even understand.
Well, you call him a packy bastard, he's a fucking idiot.
Doesn't even understand the difference between India and Pakistan. It's a completely different
country. Yeah, but because of my comments here now and my opinions, you're going to class me in the same breath as them clowns.
Okay, but let me ask you, this guy Tamil, who was born in India but is living in Ireland since he was one, so he knows no different other than life in Ireland, and as I said, to the best of my knowledge, he's never even been in India, okay? So this man is an Irish citizen, travels on an Irish passport.
Do you know if he's a Hindu or if he's is he a Hindu or a Catholic?
What difference does that make?
Well, is he a Hindu or a Catholic?
I didn't even ask that question.
But religion...
Well, if he's born in India, the more the chances are he's Hindu.
Religion isn't linked to nationality and heritage. I mean,
why would I even ask that question? What are you even getting at?
I'm just asking if he's Hindu or Catholic.
Why does that make any difference?
Because he's turning... If he was born in India to Indian parents, he's turning his back on his own country then. India is his heritage.
It may be his
Ireland
heritage.
Is his place of home.
Ireland is where he considers himself Irish because he knows no different. He was born and bred here.
Because he considers himself Irish, he's Irish.
But no, his passport.
So, if I moved over to India for work, yeah, and I was there for 20 years, do you think the Indian people would call me Indian?
You could apply to become an Indian citizen after a period of time.
Answer that question. Do you think the Indian people will call me Indian?
Darren, on his passport, just like on yours, it says nationality, Ireland. Okay?
Adrian, they're handing out citizenships to any fucking Tom, Dick and Harry in this place now.
It's not an easy thing. It takes years.
It is an easy thing.
Darren, it's not. Darren, well, I mentioned earlier on a friend of mine, born in the UK, is now an Irish citizen. It took him nearly 7 years to get it, okay? It's not an easy thing.
Well, the laws around citizenship is you're not supposed to have depended on social welfare.
Yep.
Now, you're telling me that's the case with every single person who got a citizenship. They've never been on the dole.
The vast majority.
That rule's been broken every day of the week.
Anyway, the bottom line is, to get citizenship, you have to pledge allegiance to the Irish state, which you've never done, I've never done, but people who are granted...
Yeah, I was born here.
That doesn't mean you pledge allegiance to the state.
I was born here to Irish parents. Am I Irish?
But that doesn't mean you pledge allegiance to the state. Have you ever had to say that? No. Have you ever...
I don't need to, because I already am. It's standard. It's a given. I'm born here to Irish parents.
And that automatically means that you solemnly declare your fidelity to the Irish nation and your loyalty to the state, doesn't it?
But hang on, Darren, let me ask you a question, yeah? Adrian, who's sitting beside me, do you consider Adrian Irish?
Well, yeah, he's born here to Irish parents, wasn't he?
No, just do you consider... Well, you don't know anything about it, because how would you feel...
But so you're asking this question, Jeremy, with a hidden agenda here, so what's the agenda?
Do you consider Adrian... You know, you've been listening to Adrian years, do you consider him Irish?
Yeah, but you're asking me that knowing that you know something that I don't.
Yeah, so what would happen if...
So what is it then? Tell me before you ask me.
So what would happen if I told you that actually both Adrian's parents are Scottish?
Well, then he's half Scottish.
No, they're not, as it happens.
They're not, as it happens, but it's just...
Yeah, well then.
Because it's amazing.
Well, then that's a stupid analogy. Yeah, Jeremy, you're clutching at straws here, as usual.
You literally change your mind as soon as you hear. So Adrian is as Irish as can be.
Yeah, because it depends. Like, if that man, Camille, was born here to Indian parents, I would call him half Irish and half Indian.
But he travels on an Irish passport. His passport said citizenship, Irish, Ireland. And place of birth, India. That's what it says on his passport.
Place of birth, India, yeah.
Yeah, place of birth.
So he's not fully Irish and he's not fully Indian.
His passport will
tell you... He can be mixed race, you know. He can be mixed.
His passport will tell you citizenship, Ireland. End of.
Citizenship, Jeremy, or citizenship in a country doesn't make you from that country. If I go to America and I go to Australia and I get sponsored and all that, and I'm there 15, 20 years, it doesn't make me Australian. I'm still not going to forget where I'm from, which is Ireland.
But this guy has kind of forgotten where he's from because he knows no different other than Ireland.
Yeah, but he's not fully Indian or Irish. That's just the way I put it.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can put it.
It can be mixed, Jeremy. You can be mixed, like, you know that. You can be mixed.
But you're just throwing out all these percentages out off the top of your head. Like, there's no science.
I never once said a percentage. There. What are you talking about?
You're going 50% this and 50% that and
half Irish, yeah.
Jesus, you're only short of saying if I eat a vindaloo for my dinner tonight, I'm half Indian. Like, Jesus Christ, you can't.
Oh, will you stop saying these stupid analogies, Jeremy? Yeah, that's embarrassing.
You're just throwing out percentages like off the top of your head, going,
Let me ask you one question now, okay?
Go on.
If I went over to India with, let's say on my own, and I went working, and I was there 10 years, and I got a sponsorship.
Yeah.
Would you call me Indian then?
Would you ask me to?
Citizenship.
Well, would you want me to call you Indian? I'll call you whatever you want.
So when I want you to call me a fucking teapot, Jeremy, are you going to call me a teapot?
The point
is... Don't be so ridiculous.
No, but I think there's a slight difference, Darren, between, say... My best friend moved to America when he was 22, and he's living there half. He's lived in America more than he's lived in Ireland. But he was considered himself Irish still because he moved there when he was an adult. But I think it's slightly different when you move somewhere when you were a baby, as Tamil literally knows no different. He's been living in Ireland since he was in diapers. That's how long he's been in Ireland.
Well, he's not fully Irish. Yes, there's Irish in him because he's here all his life, but he has Indian parents. That's just the fact. You can call me whatever you want. That's the fact.
The bottom line is he wants people to respect the fact that he is Irish.
Why? Why does it matter to him?
Why does it matter to you?
Because he feels like an outsider. He is, as far as he's concerned...
Well, he is an outsider.
Oh, Jesus.
The fella's lived here since he was one. He is an Irish citizen. He travels on an Irish passport. And you still don't consider him Irish. That's exactly his point.
Not Irish. It's half Irish and half Indian. I work with a lot of people from Poland and all that was born here, and they don't call themselves fully Irish. They still say, I'm half Irish. So are you going to disrespect them by saying, oh no, you're actually fully Irish? So you're trying to tell people how they feel and how they are. That's ridiculous, Jeremy.
Okay, stay there for a second, Darren, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in Keith on this.
Hey, lads. He's Irish, is he? Because Piper said he is. So if any of us went over to India, would we be Indians? China, would we be Chinese? I don't think so. Being Irish doesn't mean being put on paper. Your generations that stretch back in this country. Your family who built it up. So for the settlers coming in, doesn't matter how long they're here, they're settlers. They came from their homeland, their motherland, to Ireland, and they settled. They got a piece of paper saying that they are now Irish citizens, but it does not mean that they're Irish by blood. And Jeremy, no matter what way you try spin this, try wind people up, he's Irish. Sorry, we don't get that kind of tan here. The dark skin came in this country back when the Spanish Armada was shipwrecked off the western coast. And the few Spaniards then that was left in Ireland, mixed bred, and that's where the dark skin, brown eyes and all came from. But other than that, no, Irish people are as white as anything. And there's nothing wrong with that. Be proud to be white. I'm proud to be white.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off. Because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, just referring back to Keith's message before the break.
You can't be Irish if you have darker skin. Have you seen some of the young ones going out in Temple Bar the weekend? Literally, Irish women do anything to have darker skin. They spend weeks on sunbeds. Jesus Christ. There was a lot in that, wasn't there?
There was. Kathy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kathy?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thanks, Kathy. What did you want to say on this?
I was listening to Darren there. I think it was Darren, wasn't it?
It was, yep.
Yeah, I don't know. He seems to be just making up his own rules as he's going and slipping and going backwards and forwards. And it's down to circumstances, really. I wrote in a message there. I have lived in Ireland for the good 35 years. I wasn't born here. I don't know any difference, as you can see here. I sound Irish. I had no language when I came here. I'm not born to Irish parents. I was adopted, but my parents that I lived with here now are Irish. I grew up in a culture of Ireland, and on my passport, yes, I am an Irish citizen, and my nationality is Irish. My place of birth is not Irish. That's the only thing. So, where do I stand? You know, when all of these people say, you're not Irish,
You were adopted by Irish parents from a foreign country, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you mind me asking what country, or is it even relevant?
No, I don't mind. It doesn't bother me. Romania.
Romania, okay.
So it was in the 90s when all of the trouble was just coming to an end.
And we know the whole orphanage situation in Romania was awful. So your parents did a very... brave thing, and they adopted you from Romania and brought you to Ireland. So you might have been, you were born in that country, but as far as you're concerned, you are Irish. Is that right?
I don't know much. Now, granted, I was actually one of the older kids I was too coming over here, but I still don't have any memories. Like, you know, it was 35 years ago, so... You know, like, what else am I supposed to consider myself? I've been back to the country once for 4 days and that's it.
I know, well, I don't know, I'm preempting what Darren would be saying on the other line. He'd be saying you are... Probably that you're not Irish. Yeah. Or maybe you wouldn't because you have...
Darren...
You have white skin. Maybe because you have white skin, you might pass the test.
Look, don't be putting me now in the same category as
Keith.
Darren, Cathy wants to know what percentage of us is Irish. So you use your little calculator there and work out what percentage... Go on, give it to us.
I would call that woman Irish with a bit of Romanian heritage.
He just can't go there. He just can't say you're Irish, Cathy. It'll kill him.
No,
to say
he
that.
Can't. He literally...
I just did.
You didn't. You just can't.
I did. But come here. Don't be pointing me in the same category now as Keith saying that you're not Irish unless you have white skin. That is just a stupid comment to make now.
But why can't you say that she's as Irish as you are? Why can't you say that, Darren? Go on.
Because she has... No, she doesn't have Irish parents. That's why. She's 98% Irish.
She does have Irish parents.
No, but I do. I don't know anything else. I don't know anything else. I have no idea who my family are. I don't know if I even have biological family that would be still in existence or dead or alive or what. And I know I'm saying that quite callously because they mean nothing to me because I don't know who they are. So
yeah, as far as I'm concerned, Irish.
My parents are Irish, and they're here, you know. So that's why I'm saying it. Like I suppose it comes down to understanding and people being understanding. And like I lived in Scotland for the good of 8 years. I wouldn't say that I'm Scottish. I lived in Italy for about 4 or 5 years. I wouldn't say that I'm Italian. I consider myself Irish and nothing else because it's all I've ever known.
And does it annoy you when you hear people like not just Darren, but people in general refusing to accept that somebody that might have been born somewhere else can actually be Irish and be want to be identified as Irish and nothing else? Because as you said, you know no different.
It used to, because I've come up with these hurdles all of my life. And it used to bother me. It used to upset me as a kid, growing up in school, even in my home area. Like, but now I put it down to just a lack of knowledge. Do you know that? It doesn't. Yeah, it's their issues. It's not mine. And that's what you grow and you learn yourself and you realize that it's not your problem. I think it's more their problem, really. And that might sound also a bit blasé in saying that, but you know, you have to, because if you don't, you're never going to just accept who you are, and because you don't know a lot of who you are. So the only way you're going to it is by accepting who you are and just letting the people that have the problems deal with their problems and you just accepting.
And let me ask you, Cathy, then, do you, like you said, you've only been back to Romania once in your life. You were born and bred here, essentially. Do you feel in any way Romanian?
No. I can't speak the language. I don't know much about the culture. When I went back, I don't know much about the area that I've come from. I literally just went to Bucharest and I was there for 4 days just to get an idea of what the place looks like.
Okay, so you may have been born in the place, but you are Irish through and through. You were raised by Irish parents and you consider yourself Irish.
Yeah.
And as well, because of your unique situation, no one, if it ever came up, would ever need to know or would know what your situation was, because you came here as a baby. Literally, you spent your whole life here. You have, I mean, Cathy's an Irish name. There's no reason.
Yeah, my name was changed. Yeah. And it was changed because of the kind of the likes of this, like, oh, you don't have an Irish name. Why don't you have an Irish name? And my parents did do that so that I wasn't kind of...
But I don't understand why Darren just won't be mature about it and say, you anywhere as Irish as he is. I just don't get it.
I know he nearly
I just
did.
Said
he,
there.
Because she was raised by Irish parents, he yes. he's prepared to accept that she's Irish. Yeah.
So did we get there?
Yeah, nearly, nearly. Darren, I've been
she's 98% Irish.
98%. We're getting closer.
Here, Darren, I've been asked to play a few messages for you, so just have a listen to...
here we go.
Have a listen to this.
Sorry, now, in case you guys don't get me on, the message for Darren. Like, go up onto yourself, buddy, will ya? Because who... Where does the law say that you can call out the percentages? Fuck off! Like, and you were saying about that guy, is he Hindu? Oh, well, then he's not Hindu, he's not Irish, he's Hindu. And the thing about the religion, that is ridiculous. Because I heard other people being bred and born here, Irish, in fact, but they have a Muslim religion. So, Darren, what would you say to that? You tramp.
Well, Darren, you tramp, what would you say to that?
I have nothing to say to that absolute moron.
Oh, that's the answer there. Okay. This thing, I wanted to just go back about the religion thing. Why did you even bring up religion where it comes to Tamil as to whether or not he's Catholic?
I was just asking if he was, you see, if he was born here, there's a chance that he would have been Catholic. And if he wasn't, he was probably Hindu.
Okay,
and you said there, Adrian, do you feel Romanian?
There are Indian Catholics.
But you said there to that woman, do you feel Romanian?
Yes, and she said
The last time I checked, nationality isn't a feeling.
It's an identity. It's an identity.
Well, so if I start wanting to identify as a teapot, is Jeremy going to start calling me a teapot?
You're being silly. But again,
that's how silly it is.
I want to know why you asked about religion, because there is such a thing as an Indian Catholic. The whole of Goa in India is all Catholic.
I don't know why I asked. I was just asking. No reason, I'm not religious.
Okay, I have another message I've been asked to play for you. Have a listen to this.
Darren, I see if you check back in your records, you're probably not Irish yourself. So don't throw stones, you live in a glass house, buddy.
No. If you look back far enough, you probably aren't Irish yourself.
Wait for
you.
If you look back far enough, none of us are Irish. If you look back 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, none of us are Irish. So what's he talking about, the fool?
I've none to
Tell the fuck off back to Toronto.
I've none to say to that man. Go on, say it, Darren. I've none to say to that man.
Piss off.
One final message.
You all want to talk to Darren.
This is also for you, Darren. Have a listen to this.
I actually don't agree with the man that was just online there. I think, yeah, it's true, majority of Irish people are white, but there are many, many, many. Sure, I'm nearly 50 years of age. I'm mixed race back 3 generations, and my dad is Irish, and I do not look white, but I see myself as being Irish. I wasn't born here, but I've always identified as being Irish. And like, there's many of us in Ireland that are mixed race with Chinese, Filipino, Africa, from all over Africa. There's many Irish that went overseas for the last like 50 years that have gone over and married women from different parts of the world, Irish women. And there is a whole tribe of us who are mixed race Irish. And that is what has evolved today in 2025. You can't just say Irish people are only white. That's where I see racism coming in, which is what has been happening recently in Ireland with all of these immigration, mass immigration protests. Like there is a valid point to the protests, I believe, but a lot of racists are attending those events, who only want Ireland to be for white people, and that's where the problem is.
And just listening to that message, Darren, there is a lady who is Irish.
Adrian, let me be clear. I did not say what Keith said. Let me be clear about that.
No, you
there
didn't.
Is such thing as black Irish. So don't be putting me in the same boat as that other moron.
Let me go to Alison. You're on Opinions Matter, Alison. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Alison. What did you want to say on all this?
I just wanted to say, like, to be honest, you know, people shouldn't be so annoyed about, like, if somebody is claiming to be Irish. Yeah, like, he spent most of his life here. He is technically, he's an Irish citizen, and people refer to themselves as Irish when they are Irish citizens. Like, if he looks at a standpoint of his heritage, like, he is of Indian heritage, but there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you know, like, everybody has, if you do the ancestry and you check your, like, DNA, everybody will see, like, they're mixed. Like, my mom's half English, half Scottish, my dad's Irish, but, like, you know, like, I'll say I'm half Irish, half, well, no, I'd say I'm, like, mixed, like, you know, not that it makes a difference, but, you know, like, I've lived in Ireland my entire life, and I know I'm not 100% Irish, but...
But you consider yourself Irish, though?
Yeah, like, I'm born here, my dad is Irish, like, I did the ancestry, I seen my ancestry told me I was actually more Scottish than I was Irish, you know, but it differs for people, you know?
Okay.
But I wouldn't go and claim that I'm Scottish, you know,
I get that, but this conversation started from Tamil, lived in Ireland since he was one, has never even been to India where he was actually born, his whole life is in Ireland, and he just gets so annoyed that people don't consider him Irish, even though he is Irish. He travels on an Irish passport and identifies as Irish, but people won't accept that.
He's an Irish citizen, so yeah, like, he can say he is Irish, but, like, ethnicity wise he's not Irish, and there's nothing wrong with that. And, like, people that are getting, like, he's never going to change the opinions of the people that think that he's not Irish, you know. Unfortunately, that's just something that will never happen. People are ignorant, and you can't argue with ignorant people.
And is that what it is? Is it ignorance?
I think it is a bit of ignorance. Like, you know, some people just are the way they are, and they don't have any, openness for discussion or whatever. Like, there is mixes, like, as the last lady said, like the Irish have traveled all over the world, and there is mixes of, like, half Irish, half whatever, you know. But at the end of the day, he has a citizenship, so he is technically considered Irish, but nope, just not by ethnicity. And I think people are thinking, oh, like, people are trying to claim Irish ethnicity. I think they get the two kind of mixed up. And as I said, we do have very, like, racist people here as well that don't, like, think Ireland is just for them. And when it comes to, like, ethnicity, like, you will, if you're 100%, well, not everybody is 100% Irish, but if your DNA says that you're Irish, then you're a fully Irish person by ethnicity. But if you were born here, or you've lived here over the, like my mum, for example, she's been living in Ireland longer than she's been in England, but she still considers herself English. It's different for everybody, you know?
But you consider yourself fully Irish. Thanks very much indeed for your call.
It's a pity we didn't get Darren to do the percentage. By the way, a lot of people, you know, who are caught up on colour and race and all this stuff, they'll have no problem cheering on Bundy Aki when he's wearing a... By the way, that's the only Irish rugby player I know the name of.
Oh, really?
Couldn't name anybody else on that squad. Couldn't even tell you many players on a rugby team. But Bundy Aki, not a very Irish name.
No.
He's not Irish.
No.
Where is he from?
He's from Fiji, I think.
Okay, he's from Fiji. You don't hear people say, get that jersey off you.
No, you don't. No.
I assume he's a good rugby player,
he's
is he?
Brilliant, yeah.
Does he score goals?
Goals? You don't score goals in rugby.
Points?
Points, yeah.
What is it?
Points. Yes,
he does.
Let me bring in a few more opinions on this before we wrap this up. This is Stephen.
Morning, lads. I'm really busy. I can't come on today, but great topic. Just in reference to this, I think that, you know, the common denominator is skin colour here. It seems that all these fucking assholes that have an opinion about who's Irish and who's not, they tend to be white. You know, oh, your mom and dad aren't Irish, you're not Irish, blah blah blah. It's all the same fucking agenda. You got to be realistic and think, like, growing up, my best mate was black, and we didn't even question whether or not he was Irish. He sounded like us. We never really questioned his looks because we didn't give a fuck. If you're Irish, you're Irish. If you want to identify, if you're after going through the struggle to get your Irish citizenship, you're after living in the country for a long time to get your Irish citizenship, to have an Irish passport, and you decide that you want to be Irish, so be it. I'm a dual citizen, US and Irish, born and raised in Dublin. But I'll always identify as Irish, and that's just because that's where I was born and raised, you know. And that's kind of something there. Like, if you're born and raised in a place like the kid, like your man said, he was there, he got over, he was a year old or whatever, he's been born and raised there, he's accepting Irish culture and integrated into Irish culture. You have these fucking idiots, it's the same people that complain about foreigners coming into the country and not integrating. But then you have someone that is integrating and respecting Irish society, Irish culture, Irish ways of living, and they have a problem with that too. If he's fucking Irish, he's Irish, leave him alone. Who fucking cares? No one cares. Not really. Except for the fucking lazy shits that sit in the dole that want to march every day of the week and complain about foreigners in the country because they won't go about their ass and go and fucking do a job, you know? It's just madness altogether. You're Irish, mate. Good for you. Fair play to you.
All right, Stephen, great message. Thanks very much indeed. And finally, Martin.
Right, lads, just want to take exception there. You're laughing at Darren over his half Indian, half Irish comment. I consider myself half English, half Irish. And when I went to school in England, there was a lot of people there that classed themselves as half and half of different cultures. So there's a lot of half and half Irish, half English, half Polish, half English, half Cypriot, half English, half Italian. That's a big thing in different countries. Just because it's not a big thing here, there's no need to laugh at it. If the lad was born here, then he'd be Irish. But he's not. He's an Irish passport, fair enough. I have an Irish passport. It says born United Kingdom on mine, says born India on his. But look, he's not fully Irish at the end of the day. He's not born here.
All right, Martin, thanks very much indeed for your message. Interesting conversation.
I'm just trying to look up to find out where Peter Andre is from, because he's one of those people that does bits of everything in him, isn't there?
Why, Peter? Why'd you pluck him out of the air?
No, because I'm just saying, because he's from everywhere, isn't he? Because people, he was born in England, but then he lives in Australia. He has Greek parents. He moved back to England. So there's a bit of Kenny Price in him as well. There's a bit of everything in him. How are you doing, Peter?
By the way, before we go,
to the podcast, by the way,
that's great to hear. Before we go, have you joined us on our WhatsApp channel yet, where we will send you notifications of everything and anything we do on the podcast? If you haven't, send us a WhatsApp with the words add me, send it to 085-825-2626, and by reply, we will send you a message with a link to our WhatsApp channel. Please join us on that. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.